Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 40. Et voilà, on est arrivé fin.
Je ne sais pas, je dois dire à nos auditeurs que cela fait un quart d'heure que nous essayons d'enregistrer cet épisode.
Et à chaque fois, on éclate de rire.
Ouais, on éclate de rire ou on se trompe. Enfin voilà quoi, je crois que c'est l'émotion.
C'est l'émotion, d'arriver à la fin de cette série.
Oui, parce que cet épisode en fait c'est le dernier, c'est la der-der-der, Marc.
Der-der-der des épisodes de Coffee Break French Season 4. We have been following the story of Mathieu and Gabriel and Sylvie and Monique. And over the past 40 episodes, we have got to know these characters, but more importantly, we've got to know lots and lots of new interesting French grammar and interesting idiomatic expressions. And this episode is not alone in that, because in this episode, we've got some of the trickiest aspects of French grammar that we're going to be looking at today. We have a text from Mathieu. It's the latest email from Mathieu to Gabriel. Alors, nous allons commencer maintenant avec le texte de cette semaine.
C'est parti.
Salut Gabriel. Désolé de te faire languir, mais j'avais la tête ailleurs la dernière fois que je t'ai écrit. Notre soirée au cinéma s'est très bien passée. À la sortie, comme il était un peu tard, je l'ai raccompagnée en voiture jusqu'à chez elle. J'étais beaucoup plus rassuré que de savoir qu'elle rentrait toute seule à pied. Ça craint un peu dans ce quartier. Dans la voiture, nous avons bien discuté et nous en avons conclu que nous aimerions bien apprendre à nous connaître un peu plus. Je dois avouer que le courant passe vraiment bien entre nous. Nous nous voyons un petit moment tous les matins lorsque nous prenons le RER et elle m'a invité à manger chez elle vendredi soir. Elle est vraiment très sympa, donc je suis ravi. J'ai du mal à croire que cela m'arrive, mais comme quoi, il faut savoir attendre. Je te promets qu'à partir de maintenant, je te tiendrai au courant de l'évolution de cette histoire. Toutefois, certains détails sont et resteront secrets. En ce qui concerne mon boulot, c'est vrai que tu as tout à fait raison. Cependant, tu me connais, je manque un peu de confiance en moi. En tout cas, depuis un an que je travaille dans cette boîte, je n'ai jamais été aussi comblé. J'aime vraiment ce que je fais et c'est un véritable plaisir de travailler avec mes collègues. Tu as bien eu raison de te faire plaisir. La vie est trop courte pour ne pas en profiter. Es-tu content de ton iPad? Je n'ai jamais voulu en acheter un car je ne suis pas sûr de son utilité. Peux-tu vraiment faire tout ce que tu veux avec? FaceTime est effectivement une bonne idée. On pourra essayer de se donner rendez-vous une fois par semaine pour se parler. Ce serait aussi sympa que de s'écrire. Enfin, je dois quand même avouer que je suis toujours très impatient de lire tes messages. Au fait, je viens de jeter un œil sur ton profil. J'ai fait deux ou trois petits changements, mais rien de très important, car je trouve que tu as très bien fait. On arrive bien à cerner ta personnalité, mais pas trop, ce qui fait que nous souhaitons te rencontrer pour en savoir plus. C'est très bien. Vas-y, lance-toi si c'est ce que tu veux faire. Souviens-toi quand même que des fois, on trouve l'amour au moment où on ne le cherche plus. Je ne croyais pas les gens qui me disaient ça, mais regarde mon histoire. Je dois avouer que je suis en train de tomber amoureux. Enfin, on se parle bientôt. Bonne journée. Bise. Mathieu.
Et voilà, ça c'est fait. Passons maintenant à la version anglaise.
Tout à fait. So in this final installment of our story, Mathieu is, as we know, responding to Gabrielle's latest email. He starts by apologizing for having made her wait, but he explains that he was a bit elsewhere the last time he wrote to her.
J'avais la tête ailleurs la dernière fois que je t'ai écrit.
He says that their evening at the cinema went well. Since it was already quite late when they came out of the cinema, he decided to run her home. He was much happier to do that since it's not really the best area where the cinema was, and he didn't really want her to walk home alone. They talked a lot in the car, and they've decided that they're going to start seeing each other more regularly. Things are going well. They see each other briefly every morning when they get the train, and Sylvie has invited him for dinner on Friday evening. Mathieu says that he can't quite believe that it's all happening, but he promises to keep Gabriel up to date with how things are going, although he may keep some of the details to himself.
Toutefois, certains détails sont et resteront secrets.
In response to Gabrielle's comments about Mathieu's work, he says that she is quite right. He's referring here to the fact that he must be doing well if his bosses have given him the new Dubai job. Mathieu feels that he lacks some confidence, but at the same time he admits that in the past year since he started the job, he's never been so content. He enjoys what he does and loves working with his colleagues. Mathieu thinks Gabrielle was right to treat herself to the iPad. Life's too short. He asks her if she's happy with it and explains that he's never really wanted one as he's not quite sure how much use he'd get out of it. He asks, can you really do everything you want to with it?
Peux-tu vraiment faire tout ce que tu veux avec?
An interesting expression indeed, which we'll be talking about certainly in our language study episode. Okay, Mathieu agrees that it would be a good idea to arrange to talk on FaceTime once a week. That would be just as nice as writing to each other, although he does admit that he always looks forward to Gabrielle's messages. Finally, Mathieu says that he's had a look at Gabrielle's profile that she sent him. He's made a couple of small changes, but nothing too important because he thinks that it's good. He says that he can see her personality from it, but not to too great an extent. So it will make people want to meet her to get to know her more. He thinks that she should go ahead and publish her profile. He does, however, say that she should remember that sometimes love turns up in the least likely places. He didn't believe people who told him that, but she need only look at him as an example. He's falling in love himself. Anyway, with these romantic words, Mathieu finishes his email. Et voilà. C'est romantique.
Oh, c'est superbe.
Alors, est-ce que tu as choisi tes quatre expressions?
Oui, je ne sais pas si elles sont romantiques, hein.
On va voir. Allez.
Alors la première, on l'écoute ?
On l'écoute.
J'étais beaucoup plus rassuré que de savoir qu'elle rentrait toute seule à pied. Ça craint un peu dans le quartier.
Okay, there's lots that we could say about this, but let's bring it down to a basic level. We're looking at this final expression, ça craint un peu dans ce quartier, enfin dans le quartier. And let's contextualize this first of all. We are talking about Mathieu, who didn't want Sylvie to walk home alone in the particular area from the cinema because it's not perhaps the best of areas.
Yeah, it's not safe for it's dodgy.
It's dodgy, okay. And the word craint, ça craint, comes from the verb craindre, mm-hmm. which is, of course, to fear.
And it's not an easy verb to use.
It's not.
So it's usually used as a higher register of language, yeah. Should I say.
Je crains que tu ne viennes pas ce soir. I fear that you're not coming this evening. And of course, it's followed by a subjunctive in that sense. Mm-hmm. We perhaps are more used to the expression avoir peur.
Très bien. Mm-hmm.
So to be afraid, to be scared or to fret that something might happen. But here we're using crains and we're using it with ça. Ça craint.
Which brings it kind of at a colloquial level.
Yeah. And the ça is referring to kind of everything about a particular place in this situation. Ça being it in that area.
Yeah, the neighbourhood.
Craint, the neighbourhood, yeah. So ça craint un peu dans le quartier. It's a little bit scary in that area. Ça craint un peu. Now, we can use ça with other verbs for similar situations or indeed different situations but using a similar construction. So let's think, for example, I'm thinking of ça bouge.
Oui, ça bouge, ça bouge. J'adore aller à Paris le week-end parce que ça bouge.
Yeah, so it's a happening place.
Yeah, it's lively, there's a lot of things, there are a lot of things happening.
And what does the ça refer to there? Well, it's the life, it's the everything exciting that's happening. It's everything that you don't see,
yeah.
but it's happening.
These are the things that are exciting,
exactly.
So ça bouge, yeah.
Are there other expressions that you can think of?
Ça parle.
Ah, okay. So we could have two situations there, perhaps, if you're in your classroom and you walk in and everyone's talking.
And I'm in a good mood to say, oh, ça parle aujourd'hui. So how would you translate that in English?
Oh, there's lots of chatter today. Everyone's having a good wee blether.
Mm-hmm. Or I could come in a bad mood, foul mood, and say, ça parle aujourd'hui.
Mm. I think in that situation, you really want to say, can everyone be quiet, please? Which I'm sure never happens in your class.
Non, bien sûr, bien sûr, bien sûr.
So, ça parle, a third person verb, just like ça bouge, ça craint. Any other that you... Ah, there was one that you mentioned a little earlier when we were talking about this. Ça promet.
Oh, ça promet. Par exemple, il y a une fête d'organiser, je le dis en français, j'explique en français, pour le week-end qui arrive. Et on me dit qu'il y aura beaucoup de personnes que je connais, que je n'ai pas vues depuis longtemps. Et puis, donc on va bien rigoler, donc ça promet.
It sounds like a promising event.
It's going to be a good night.
It's going to be a good night, yes, absolutely. So ça promet, again, a third person verb with ça.
And a wee bit like with ça parle, it could have a negative connotation, should I say. Ah, bah, ça promet.
Mm-hmm. Just your mention of a negative connotation, obviously, ça craint is already relatively negative, but we can also use ça craint in another context.
Yes, for example, again, we're talking about a party and you've just found out that your parents are coming a wee bit earlier, so one of your friends might say, ah, bah, ça craint.
Ça craint, and in that sense, it's more...
That stinks, that's not going to be a good night, that's going to fall flat on its, on its face.
On its face, yes, so in that situation, ça craint, the craindre is, it's at the very basic level, it's bothersome, it's something that's going to cause a bother, but obviously taking it further, and I'm quite sure you can think
it's going to spoil the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So very interesting that ça craint.
There's a lot in that one sentence. OK, alors, on va passer à ta deuxième expression.
Oui, écoutons-la.
J'ai du mal à croire que cela m'arrive. Mais comme quoi, il faut savoir attendre.
Nice to hear. Quite different. Mm-hmm. First of all, j'ai du mal à croire. Yeah. Avoir du mal.
plus infinitive.
Yeah, so that is to find it difficult to do something or to have difficulty in doing something.
Yeah, I always highlight mal because... People who are obviously learning the language, French here, they always hear mal and they think a sore something. We've seen that before, but I think it's important because in this expression, there's nothing about harm or something sore. Yeah. It's avoir du mal is the same as avoir des difficultés.
Yeah. Ah. So avoir mal à la tête, to That's have right. a sore head, but avoir du mal à faire quelque
It's
chose.
To struggle, to have trouble doing something.
Exactly. So avoir du mal, j'ai du mal à croire. I find it difficult to believe.
Yeah, and you see how difficult it is to put it back into English.
Exactly.
You had to change the structure here.
J'ai du mal à croire que cela m'arrive. I find it difficult to believe that that's happening to me, that all this is happening to me. Here, Mathieu is talking about... You know, starting this new relationship with Sylvie and so on. Mais comme quoi?
Oh, comme quoi? Trois petits points, très très français.
So it just goes to show, comme quoi, il faut savoir attendre.
Yeah.
Literally, it is necessary to know how to wait. Otherwise said, it's worth the wait. Yes, it's worth waiting. It's worth holding on. Mm-hmm. So there we go. A couple of interesting things in there. Avoir du mal à faire quelque chose. And then comme quoi. And il faut savoir attendre, that expression there.
Yeah, I was listening to you, Mark, but I was thinking there's an expression in English for this, no? Il faut savoir attendre.
Good things come to those who wait.
That's it. That's okay. The one. That's the one.
Il faut savoir attendre.
Because you got this il that makes it impersonal or very general.
Yeah. So. Okay. So it's worth the wait, or it's worth holding on, or in a slightly more figurative language, good things come to those who wait.
Mm.
Très bien. Okay. On va passer à ta troisième expression.
Yes, and I can't wait.
Let's have a listen.
En ce qui concerne mon boulot, c'est vrai que tu as tout à fait raison.
Okay. Where are you going with this one?
Well, it's time now to talk about this.
Oh.
The wait is over.
On vous a fait languir, en fait.
Oh, well, non, this one is tricky with the c'est and the
versus il est. Okay, so let's look at the expression again. En ce qui concerne mon boulot, so as far as my job is concerned, c'est vrai que tu as tout à fait raison. So it's true that you are quite right.
Yeah.
Avoir raison to
we've
be right.
That. Yeah, okay. We've seen that avoir raison. I think here that I chose this expression for the c'est vrai.
C'est vrai.
Because some people might ask, could you have said,
il est vrai.
Right, so let's just explain this in context, like we did with ça craint, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
C'est vrai que tu as tout à fait raison. It's very specific.
Okay, so the thing that is true is something that is specific.
Yeah, you're right, and it's you. So I can't change it to, il est vrai que tu as tout à fait raison. That doesn't sound right.
because il est vrai is more for a generic thing than a general thing.
Yeah, general thing, mm-hmm. not specific. Yeah. Let's make it as a kind of rule.
Okay.
For example, il est vrai que les Français mangent beaucoup.
Okay. If you say so.
Ou il est vrai que les Français mangent des escargots.
Okay, so they were talking about a general thing. It's true that French people eat snails. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or that they eat a lot.
When we're talking about a specific case, though, here we're saying it's true that you are right.
So change it to c'est.
So c'est vrai.
Let's use that as a first rule.
Okay. Mm-hmm. C'est vrai que tu as tout à fait raison. Can we have another example then where we would use c'est vrai with a personal thing, a specific thing?
C'est vrai que ma sœur a bien rangé sa chambre.
Okay, so again, it's specific here. We're not saying it's true that children have messy rooms. You're saying here that it's true that your sister cleaned her room.
Yeah, tidied up her room, yeah.
A specific thing.
Yeah, very specific. Mm-hmm. So I hope this is kind of clear that you can start with this, whether it's just kind of a general statement or a very specific statement.
Mm-hmm. And okay. If it's general, then it's il est.
Right.
And if it's specific, then it would be c'est. Let's give one more example with both here, but using a different adjective, not c'est vrai, but let's say intéressant.
Ouais. Il est intéressant de connaître plusieurs langues.
Okay, so it's an interesting idea to know lots of languages. Il est intéressant de connaître beaucoup de langues. But c'est intéressant
que Marc puisse parler tellement de langues.
Okay, so there we're talking about a specific circumstance. C'est intéressant que and
of a specific person here, Mark, and then the fact that he can speak so many languages,
which just so happens to be in the subjunctive also. But we'll leave the subjunctive for a moment. So, il est important with a general statement. C'est important with a specific example of that statement. Très bien.
Okay, are we happy with this?
So far, so good.
Good. Right. Now we've got another issue,
mm-hmm.
which is the level of language, the different register of language. Right, obviously I need to explain
okay.
myself here. If I go back to the example I gave you, il est vrai que les Français mangent beaucoup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could have said, c'est vrai que les Français mangent beaucoup. So, you've just listened to that. I took an impersonal statement, a general statement,
mm-hmm.
and I changed il est, and I changed it back to c'est. But that's because I'm speaking as a spoken way.
Okay.
So when I teach this, I tend to say, if you're speaking it, I don't mind if you say c'est vrai que.
Mm-hmm.
But when you write it, it's much better to go back to il est vrai que. It's a better, it's a higher register of language.
Okay, so just to be clear here, we're talking about this general situation.
Yes.
This general situation that we've identified, for example, it's true that French people eat snails or whatever. Il est vrai que les Français mangent des escargots. But in a spoken register, we can also say, and it's accepted, and you'll hear French people saying,
of course,
c'est vrai que les Français mangent des escargots. Now, if we were talking about a specific scenario, c'est vrai que tu as mangé des escargots hier
yeah.
soir.
And I can't change it back to il est vrai que tu as mangé des escargots. It doesn't sound right. Unless I'm really posh, I could maybe go into that, but I would say no.
So again, we're talking about situations of register here, but the crucial thing is that we focus on il est vrai que plus a general situation and c'est vrai que plus a specific situation. And again, in spoken language, you might also hear c'est vrai que with that general situation too. Now, there are a couple of other things that are springing to mind here that I'm sure our listeners may also be thinking. First of all, when we're talking about time, and when we're talking about time, it tends to be more a regional thing. For example, if I ask you what the time is, I would say, quelle heure est-il?
Ouais, ouais.
Il est deux heures, il est trois heures, and so on.
In other areas of France, you could have c'est quelle heure, and mm-hmm. then c'est sept heures.
Right. Okay, so that's just a regional thing.
Yeah.
The other thing that springs to mind is when we're talking about things, for example, like professions. If I were to say, ton père, qu'est-ce qu'il fait?
Il est professeur.
So, il est professeur, il est plus the profession, the word for the
article.
Absolutely. So, il est professeur. But if I wanted to give any more information about that teacher, for example, saying he's a good teacher or he's a teacher who works in a school in Paris or whatever, in that situation, then I can use c'est. Donc, c'est un bon professeur.
Très bien. Ou c'est un professeur qui travaille avec des élèves difficiles.
Voilà. Donc, dans ce cas, on dit c'est un bon professeur.
Il est un bon professeur. You could say il est bon professeur.
But when we're using the un, when we're using the indefinite article, then we would say c'est. It is very difficult. Il est difficile. C'est difficile.
Non, c'est difficile.
Pourquoi?
Il est difficile de faire la différence entre les deux.
Ok, mais c'est difficile parce qu'on a déjà parlé
très
de
bien.
Cette situation.
Très, très bien.
Ok.
Très, très
bien. Wow. Ok.
C'est l'heure de passer à autre chose ou il est l'heure de passer à autre chose.
Il est toujours difficile de parler de ces points de grammaire très
vrai.
Pointus. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. If you're working on Coffee Break French at this level, then you may also be interested in our Coffee Break French magazine podcast. Now, this is a podcast where we focus on a particular text, and that text is a cultural text helping you develop your knowledge of the French-speaking world. In each episode, I'm joined by Pierre Benoit, and we talk about the cultural aspects of the text and also answer your questions. Find out more about the Coffee Break French magazine at coffeebreakfrench.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's continue on with our fourth expression.
On arrive bien à cerner ta personnalité, mais pas trop, ce qui fait que nous souhaitons te rencontrer pour en savoir plus.
C'est une très bonne expression, merci.
Oui, alors you've got arriver, cerner.
Oui.
Which is actually quite difficult to cerner.
A tricky word to explain.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got obviously ce qui fait que.
Ouais. Okay, so this is when Mathieu is referring to Gabrielle's profile that she's been designing for the dating site. And he explains that literally one succeeds in cerner sa personnalité. So we'll come to cerner in just a moment, but arriver à faire quelque chose.
Yeah, arriver à plus infinitive is the idea of succeeding, managing.
Yeah, so we can manage, we can succeed, we're successful in doing something. On arrive bien à cerner ta personnalité. Cerner.
Cerner, to pinpoint, to really distinguish something.
Yeah. It's linked to the word discern, to discern something, but obviously that's not maybe the best translation here. Mm-hmm. So to pinpoint, you can really identify you can see your personality come through in the profile.
The idea of see very clearly, that's the idea of cerner as well.
Okay, so it's really clear, your personality really comes through in the profile. Mais pas trop, but not too much. And then there's a comma, because that comma is very important.
Because you've got your ce qui, so the idea of not too much.
And as a result, that, ce qui fait que, and that as a result, allows us to...
wish to want to meet you, to be able to know more about you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just talk through this again. On arrive bien à cerner ta personnalité. So we really get to see your personality shine through in this profile. Mais pas trop, but not too much. Ce qui fait que nous souhaitons te rencontrer pour en savoir plus. And that is what makes us want to get to know you, to find out more.
Superbe, superbe.
Pierre-Benoît, you're looking a little puzzled.
Yeah, because as you are talking to our listeners here, cerné, come back to me again.
Okay.
Just as, in a different context, nous sommes cernés.
So in a different context there, nous sommes cernés.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to play cowboys and Indians and all this. And then obviously there would be two groups and then we would get caught or surrounded. Say, yeah. Nous sommes cernés, there's no way out.
Yeah, so we're surrounded. Yeah.
And then the idea of... être cerné, that means there's no way out. So it's the idea of there's no, you can't get out of the mm-hmm. situation. And then it kind of narrows it down.
Mm-hmm.
So here, that's the link.
So we've identified her personality. We've got it in our sights.
Yeah, we've grasped.
We've grasped. We've grasped her personality through the text, through the profile that she's written.
Ouh, ces quatre expressions étaient quand même assez...
bien pointues.
Oui, bien pointues. I think it did stretch us as well.
Yeah, it might have stretched our listeners.
Stressed us.
Stressed also, yeah. But yeah, it definitely stretches us when we've got these really complex things to explain. And of course, it means we spend hours talking about them before we come up with the examples that we're going to give you.
I can't wait. J'ai hâte d'arriver à la saison 36.
Hola. Okay, before we start talking about season 36 or indeed season 5, let's have another listen to our text. And hopefully this time you will understand everything.
Salut Gabriel. Désolé de te faire languir, mais j'avais la tête ailleurs la dernière fois que je t'ai écrit. Notre soirée au cinéma s'est très bien passée. À la sortie, comme il était un peu tard, je l'ai raccompagnée en voiture jusqu'à chez elle. J'étais beaucoup plus rassurée que de savoir qu'elle rentrait toute seule à pied. Ça craint un peu dans ce quartier. Dans la voiture, nous avons bien discuté et nous en avons conclu que nous aimerions bien apprendre à nous connaître un peu plus. Je dois avouer que le courant passe vraiment bien entre nous. Nous nous voyons un petit moment tous les matins lorsque nous prenons le RER. Et elle m'a invité à manger chez elle vendredi soir. Elle est vraiment très sympa, donc je suis ravi. J'ai du mal à croire que cela m'arrive, mais comme quoi, il faut savoir attendre. Je te promets qu'à partir de maintenant, je te tiendrai au courant de l'évolution de cette histoire. Toutefois, certains détails sont et resteront secrets. En ce qui concerne mon boulot, c'est vrai que tu as tout à fait raison. Cependant, tu me connais, je manque un peu de confiance en moi. En tout cas, depuis un an que je travaille dans cette boîte, je n'ai jamais été aussi comblé. J'aime vraiment ce que je fais et c'est un véritable plaisir de travailler avec mes collègues. Tu as bien eu raison de te faire plaisir. La vie est trop courte pour ne pas en profiter. Es-tu content de ton iPad ? Je n'ai jamais voulu en acheter un car je ne suis pas sûr de son utilité. Peux-tu vraiment faire tout ce que tu veux avec ? FaceTime est effectivement une bonne idée. On pourrait essayer de se donner rendez-vous une fois par semaine pour se parler. Ce serait aussi sympa que de s'écrire. Enfin, je dois quand même avouer que je suis toujours très impatient de lire tes messages. Au fait, je viens de jeter un œil sur ton profil. J'ai fait deux ou trois petits changements, mais rien de très important, car je trouve que tu as très bien fait. On arrive bien à cerner ta personnalité, mais pas trop, ce qui fait que nous souhaitons te rencontrer pour en savoir plus. C'est très bien. Vas-y, lance-toi si c'est ce que tu veux faire. Souviens-toi quand même que des fois, on trouve l'amour au moment où on ne le cherche plus. Je ne croyais pas les gens qui me disaient ça, mais regarde mon histoire. Je dois avouer que je suis en train de tomber amoureux. Enfin, on se parle bientôt. Bonne journée. Bise. Mathieu.
Et voilà. c'est fini.
Je n'arrive pas à croire que ce soit fini, que cette saison s'achève aujourd'hui.
Oui, et moi, j'espère que nos auditeurs seront comblés de toute cette série de Coffee Break French.
J'en suis sûr.
We really do hope that you've enjoyed this season, that you've enjoyed learning about the nuances of the French language, and that you've enjoyed the story too. Obviously, we've just been listening to a certain section in the story, and perhaps there might be more in the future with our characters, who knows? But for the time being, that is it for Coffee Break French Season 4. However, there is more news for you. One of the things that our listeners, that you have been asking us for, is, in a sense, a more structured look at some of the grammar points and the idiomatic expressions that we've included in this season. As you know, the grammar points and the idiomatic expressions have come up naturally in the text, and that's exactly the experience that you would have if you were reading a French novel or watching a film. You would just hear these expressions as they appear, rather than focusing on a particular set of expressions. However, sometimes what you need is a little bit of practice on those expressions to really help you consolidate them and to learn them in as much detail as possible. And that is exactly what we've been working on. We've taken all the wonderful language from season 4 and put it into an organized and structured, basically a grammar course. And we are going to be making that available very soon. If you head over to the Coffee Break French Companion .com, then you'll find out more information about this new material, these new materials that we've been working on. And there you'll be able to find out exactly when we're publishing it and when it will become available to help you take this French that you've been learning through our season a little further. But for now, all that remains is for us to say a huge thank you to you, our listeners, for sticking with us through all of this season. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that you found it useful. And we hope that you're looking forward to whatever is coming next.
Eh bien, merci à vous tous. Et puis surtout, merci Marc.
Ben, merci Pierre-Benoît. Et merci à tout le monde. Merci infiniment. Et donc, à très bientôt.
À la prochaine. Enfin, j'espère.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.